has died. But hope is alive.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. And let me bring them in on. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be here as always.
Again. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
Amen. Amen. Well, man, I know we've got a couple callers and I will sure let you know when they come on. And I'll turn it over to you.
All right, sure, appreciate it. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the testimony show about those who have been set free by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We do welcome you for joining us this evening. And again, I'm Ralph, and this is Pastor Cox, and we thank you all for joining us. And if you have any questions about deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com. And on that website, is just a wealth treasure of information that anything and almost anything and everything that's talked about on this show is available there, from training, testimonies, prayers, everything you need at your access. If you're not one who can get on the computer or just don't prefer a computer, you can call Richard at the office at 307-742-7582, and you can order the book Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox, which is a manual or performing deliverances to help people overcome from that which torments them. And a lot can come in a Christian's life because of torment, because we are a target. Our enemy is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And we are commanded to resist him firm in our faith. And the great thing about these manuals and about deliverance is it teaches you that type of warfare, the warfare that Christians are commanded to battle. And we just want to encourage everybody out there to, if you haven't taken a look into deliverance yet, to really consider it, prayfully consider it. And it could be something that could really change your life as a walk as a Christian. And good evening, Pastor. Glad to be back with you.
Oh, great to be aboard again. It sure is amazing to me how quick these Wednesdays come around. It seems like we just finished the last show. So here we go again, but the week has not been without action. We've We've had 17 cases Monday night. We actually had 26 on the list, and 17 came. A lot of times the enemy talks people out of it. Well, we were thinking we might have to do some group ministry, but it turned out we did have a minister for each person, and it went just real smooth, and a lot of happy people leaving. And had a family of five from Kansas, so and that was good action. And anyway, and yesterday my daughter and I went down to Norman, the University of Oklahoma area, where a couple of young ladies have been having activity in their house that they lease for a year. And my daughter works with the mother of one of them. And so we went down and did an exorcism on the house. Demons had been touching them and tormenting them and moving objects and all the kind of stuff you see in the movies. And so we went through and did the... I have a chapter in my book on exorcising houses, land, and buildings. And we did the basic checklist down there and anointed everywhere. And the report today was they had a wonderful night last night, and they're happy campers. So here we go again, setting the captives free. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's our Jesus,
man.
And he got the tools to do it, you know, if we just use them.
The tools and the authority, that's the big thing. We have the tools and the authority. And if you didn't have that authority, it wouldn't be an easy thing to do. You can read about that in the book of Acts about the seven sons of Sceva, that they were exercising an authority they didn't have, and it jumped back on them. And the demons even told them, we recognize Jesus, we recognize this Paul, but we don't recognize you. So it's real important, if you're going to get in this warfare, to be a Christian. To be a Christian.
Yes. We're so blessed what we have from the cross. Those poor people of the Old Testament, look what we have. And so we are armed, hallelujah, to live life abundant if we will use it. But the enemy, yes, we're targets. They want to block our lives, and they do a good job at doing it. They've had a lot of practice. So we do have to use the tools, the weapons, the authority we've been given so we can prevail. Hallelujah.
Yep. That's one thing about the enemy. He is persistent. He is that roaring lion. But we have a greater power. Greater is he that is for us than he that is against us. And that's what this show is about, to try to help those out there understand this. To understand that they have the authority. They don't always have to go to the Father to ask. The Holy Spirit is there as our helper. The Holy Spirit will help us. But we don't have to ask for these spirits to be removed, because we were given authority to do that. And these, glad you brought up the house there. I haven't really thought about a house having problems before, but I have been in two houses in my life that have had those issues, and a place of business. And we were able to clean up the house, the business 2 years ago, after the last Branson gathering. Some brothers in Christ and I went over, and we cleaned up a business that was having issues like that, where a lot of the employees didn't even want to be there at night, because lights would turn on and off, and they hear doors shut. And we went in there and operated the name of Jesus and exercised the place, and praise the Lord, all reports have been that business hasn't had any issues since that night. So. And
Ralph, what was interesting, one of the other girls, there was two of them, but the other one, she had contacted a paranormal group to come in. And, of course, what I told them was all they do is determine there's something going in there. They don't get rid of anything. And so the girls already know there's something going on, so what these paranormal people typically do is they come in and set up equipment and try to see if they can observe some demonic activity happening. And so it is amazing how many people, I guess it's from the movies or something, that they think of that first, and they don't think of a deliverance minister. Well, this one girl, her mom, works with my daughter. Of course, she knows and hears all about deliverance, so that was how the connection was made and was very successful.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of your indoctrination from Hollywood, because if it's in Hollywood, you've got people come in to confirm that you're not crazy, and they're the paranoid people. Then they, if they try any Christianity, they go to a Catholic priest, and then it ends up being some New Age, you know, some sort of New Age type person that gets them to leave, and that's completely the opposite of the way it works. So I guess that's the way people think is when they come in there. And I hope they didn't charge them for what they already knew. So.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. What went on money-wise, I don't know if they have to pay for them or what, but typically a lot of them put a show together with enough of those and, you know, sell it to one of the channels. Destination America channel runs a lot of that. And I've watched some of those. They frustrate me. And because I see people, their houses are finally foreclosed, and they never knew to call a deliverance minister that would know how to clean the house out.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
It is. It's actually very almost frustrating when you listen to some paranormal type shows. Which I'll look up things from time to time just to see what's being said out there, and I just shake my head and. I think, you know, it's so easy is we can cast it out by our fingers, Jesus said, and that people will throw anything and everything out there as far as the reasoning for it, but they never really look at what the Bible says. And but that's why this show is here, to help you understand that, to help you, to help those out there overcome, because there is a lot of torment in this country today. When you first said you were going down to Norman, the first thing I was thinking was the university down there.
It was definitely a hot spot
for demonic activity. Look what's going on to our youth and the spell that they're under with these universities today.
Yes, and these are houses close to the campus. They're old houses. And that people have fought and rent out and all, so no telling what's gone on in some of those houses over these many decades.
But praise God, it's a clean house now. Praise God, it's a clean house now.
So, amen. So if anyone is having that problem, Ralph, again, there's a chapter in my book on this, on a checklist even, on how to exercise houses, buildings, and land. And they could pick that up through the Scriptures for America.
Yes, it's also on the website, I believe, as well, too. Terraforming for the Kingdom is, I think, what's the title it's called. Terraforming for the Kingdom, which is a little bit more in-depth than what you have in your book. Obviously, both will work, but they are available. That's deliveranceusa.com. Developed, it's, you know, it's there free of charge. It isn't free to operate it, so, you know, if the Lord leads you, think about donating to Deliverance USA, or even donating to Scriptures for America. But you can also call 307-742-7582 and get that book from Richard. He'll send it out to you. I believe we offer a $20 offering. It is a fantastic, fantastic manual. I mean, it is everything you need. It's right there at your fingertips. It just breaks down, pulls up the scriptures, and it's kind of cliff notes for this area and this for this part of the ministry of Jesus. So, highly, highly recommend it out there. If you don't have it, get it, because it will help you in your battle. It'll help you in your battle. And as I was reading more in the chapter, the book of Acts, getting towards the end of the book, I see more supernatural work that goes on there, Pastor. We've often talked about this. Pastor Cox called it a spiritual hand grenade. I know that we at Scriptures for Miracles send them out to you. But chapter 19, verse 11, and God is performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons that were even carried from his body to the sick, and diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. And that is a powerful, powerful weapon, prayer cloths, or the prayer handkerchiefs. And it's a good thing to have if you need one. We do send them out from Scriptures from America free of charge. I do anoint them with oil. And this is oil, I think, from the very first batch when we when we first discovered anointing oil. I believe we still have a seed stock of that batch of oil. And that's the great thing about oils. It takes on the properties of other oils. So every time we add more oil to it, it takes in more of those prayers. Many times that oil set in there around the men's meetings and just absorbed prayer. I know that Brother Jason at one time set that oil down and had the whole Bible just read into it, just had flame being read into it. So that oil is out there available if you need it, also the prayer cloth. And Pastor, we have our first caller. Caller, thank you for joining us.
Shelley.
Hi, yes. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Ralph is on here with me, Shelley, up in Missouri as a co-host. And so excited you called in. I know you have a neat testimony to share. So you might just go ahead and give some history on yourself. And when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share.
Okay, well, I have been born again for over 26 years and been walking with God every day of that, and very involved in different ministries and in my church. So pretty seasoned in that fact. When it comes to deliverance, I really didn't understand that facet of ministry until probably about a year ago. And I had a good friend introduce it to me.
Shelley,
and,
could you back up just a little bit from your cell phone? I think it'd be a little more clear.
Okay.
Just back off of your cell phone a little bit.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, did you hear the part that I already said?
Why don't you repeat it?
Okay. So, I have been born again 27 years. I've been in ministry some part of that. I've been walking with the Lord the whole time. So, I would say a seasoned Christian. I'm not new at this. I mean, I love the Lord and have served Him for many years. I heard about deliverance about a year ago, and I didn't know much about it, just to be honest with you. I, of course, 100% healing and all that, I just didn't know much about deliverance. So I had realized that I had had these reoccurring just anger issues, and I really I just could not overcome it. And I decided to go to deliverance and went through some healing. And when I, to be honest, it was the inner healing that really I felt spoke to me the most, being able to go back, that the Holy Spirit revealed that memory to me of where that anger, where the root of the anger was. And once that was revealed, we prayed it through, we repented, and I didn't feel any different when it happened, Everett. It just, I knew that something had broken off of me.
So when did first notice it changed?
Oh, goodness.
It was different.
I noticed a change, immediately.
Praise
God. I mean, I know it's a change the next day after praying.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, some people don't feel anything, particularly when they're ministered to. Some feel a lot. Some have a few yawns, coughs, or burps. Maybe feel something go. And then there's some, they don't feel a thing. You know, when we minister to them, you wonder if anything happened, but apparently it did.
It did, and that's true. I did not experience any of that, but I still had the faith of knowing that God is a healer, He is a deliverer, and I knew that through that He was that there is definitely going to be a difference in what that stronghold had just held me in. So, and there is. I can't explain it. I wish I could put it into words. It's just it doesn't trigger any longer. That anger is not triggering. That makes sense.
Praise God. Oh yeah, that's so awesome. And you've had a chance to see it. It would have been triggered, but it didn't.
Yes. Yes.
That's so cool.
Absolutely.
What else seemed to go in your... Now, have you had more than one deliverance, Shirley?
No, I've just been one time.
Okay. All right. And Lupi worked with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what else have you seen that change? Anything else you've noticed?
Not to be honest. I mean, the one thing I knew I was going in there for was the anger, just where that came from. And I really haven't noticed a change in anything else. I don't know if I needed to notice a change in anything else, to be honest, but I have not.
Well, it seemed like when we...
Other than, oh, wait, let me say this, Trevor. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yes, fear. And I will say this. I really felt like after I walked through that, I am hearing clearer from the Holy Spirit. Like that cloud that it's been lifted, like that barrier. Like there is a barrier. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's been lifted. I can hear the Holy Spirit much clearer.
Now, was there some fear that was also, seemed like in my notes, I had fear and control down. Were those issues as well?
Yes. And I have not, that was, Everett. Thank you for reminding me. And I have not had any reason to, in the past week since we've prayed, to walk in fear or control. I really believe, Everett, that root is no longer there.
Praise God. How exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's a Jesus overhaul, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it was very peaceful, and it was a good experience.
Yes, and Lupi's a good minister, and I know you enjoyed working with her.
Yes.
Well, are you starting to share about deliverance to some others? That you're probably noticing other people around you that have problem areas that from what you've learned, you probably are thinking, well, those might be spirits too. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it is fair to say. I have not, and I'm just because it's only been a week for me, and I am a processor, so I'm just I've still been processing it.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to see, you know, the future, because you've got to enjoy life more. Those things are not there for your health, of course, but they steal, kill, and destroy, and they're doing that in Christians' lives everywhere.
Yes.
So when you go through deliverance, then you get free of those things and start enjoying life abundant that Jesus told us about.
Yes, 110%. Absolutely, I agree with that. Yes.
Well, have you thought about the future, maybe even going through the training, Shelley, and learning how to do this?
I have not, and the reason being at this point is I am not against it at all. there are some other facets of ministry that I'm really focused on right now, and just the business that we own, I just don't have the time. But I'm not saying I will not have the time in the future. It's just in the season I'm in.
Yes, well, we all have our ministries and activities and times in our lives. You know, especially if you have children and all, you're running them around to various things. I remember
right.
how it was. And it's really involved life with it. Do you have children now?
I do, but my children are actually already out of the house. They're
oh, okay.
young adults.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord will guide you in your ministry, of course, and at least you're aware of this now, and also you will probably run into people that you'll realize they could use this kind of ministry and get free
Absolutely.
Of some things.
Absolutely.
They're yes. all around us, it seems.
Yes.
Well,
before
we wind up here, Shelly, do you have anything else to say to the listeners about this kind of ministry?
I would just encourage everyone. I know the connotation of deliverance can be uneasy. And it definitely probably was for me, but that was not the case. Sometimes when there's a stronghold in our life, and we just cannot seem to break it, whether it's anger or fear, or sometimes even just a sickness, I think that there is a very healthy place for deliverance and for someone to go and to get that prayed over them and get that broken off of them. I do agree with it.
Well, thank you, Shirley, for sharing that and sharing your experience. And we'll let you go now. And thank you again for calling in and covering all this on the air with us.
Well, thanks for including me, Everett. I appreciate it.
Okay, and God bless you.
God bless
you.
Thank you,
Shirley, for calling.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, that was short
All right.
and to the point.
Yep, she told it.
Uh-huh. She told it. So,
well, and of course, the usual points being she had certain problems, and they seem to be gone now.
That's
what drives us all on to keep doing this.
Yes, it's just absolutely wonderful to see such great results and see them quickly, because there's so many things that hinder a healing or hinder a problem, and that's the great thing about what they've done at Deliverance Ministry is they get to the root problems. They deal with the unforgiveness or the curses or the witchcraft or one of the 15 open doors, unconfessed sin by somebody in your family, and once you take care of those things and get them out there, it's so easy to get it's so easy to receive the healing or get rid of the problem. And
absolutely,
and
you
as
we talked many times, we in the beginning we just knew to figure out the problems, address them as a possible spirit and attack. In Jesus' name, we didn't know about getting doors closed, and of course, ministry was hard back then. That was 40 years ago with me, but we still help people. But today, it's so much easier to help people, and we go home earlier. And because of what we've learned, these 15 doors that we've slowly learned about, unforgiveness being the biggest one, and so we go through what we call the door closing prayer, which takes about 15 minutes. It's also on the website in video and also in writing under ministry tools. The door closing prayer is designed to close those 15 doors in a general way, and it does a really good job of that, as I often say, of pulling the rug out from under the evil spirits where they are easy to cast out. You know, once they lose their legal rights to be there, then they're with all power we've been given. They don't have any previous rights given to them, so they're easy to cast out. But some demons, even with all power, are very hard to cast out, or they won't go at all because they've been given a legal right by the person or their ancestors. So that's why it's so important to go through that door closing prayer first to make it easy. And we used to go to the wee hours, and now our average is probably 9:30 or 10:30, somewhere in there. The majority of people are pretty well finished.
Yeah, I mean, it gets it done pretty quick there. You know, I know sometimes when I've been there on a Monday, a few people have gone a little longer, and I know generally that you do that with those that have traveled really far because it's too much. You know, it's not easy for them to come back the next Monday or something like that. But generally, it's just trying to get down to what that root cause is, and pastor has taught and what they have found and what I have seen to verify is true, that the biggest root cause is just unforgiveness. And that is just such an important part of Christianity. From one end to the other, the whole Bible talks about forgiving. Forgiving.
Yes.
Repenting and forgiving. And when you don't do that, it hinders so much. It hinders so much. Matthew 18 talks quite a bit about it. And I've heard just about every excuse in the world to not forgive, from, I'm only to forgive if they repent first. I'm only to forgive if they ask me for forgiveness. I'm only to forgive for this or that. And what I remember right before Pastor Peters died, he was talking about Christians and their big butts. Well, I'd forgive, but I would forgive, but and I see this. I see this with some people I know, and just boils down to some people just are not willing to forgive, and it's really
well. It goes against the flesh. The flesh doesn't want to do that, so you've got to adjust yourself to what the Word says and follow it. But the flesh would rather get revenge, you know, retaliation, to get even. So are we going to follow the Word or not? Well, of course, if we follow the Word, then we start living life abundant because of the Word. Praise God. And
amen.
Yeah, that unforgiveness is tricky, but the Scriptures are extremely clear. You know, as Jesus said in Matthew 18:34-35, if you do not forgive, you will be turned to the tormentors. And we see that to represent typically around 36 evil spirits that come through that door. So it's just not worth it when we as individuals, being where we can choose anything, we can choose Jesus or something else if we want to, but we can choose. We're not forced to choose anything. So we can choose life if we want to, which is the better way to go. Hallelujah.
It is, and life and power is in Proverbs. Which verse is it?
18:21.
And that power of the tongue is also there when you can just choose to say, "I forgive Bob and I bless Bob," or "I forgive Sue and I bless."
Yes.
You can choose to say that. And, Pastor, we have our other caller. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Hope is Alive.
All right.
Hello.
Eric,
how you doing?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Eric. How you guys doing?
Oh, great. Ralph is on here with me in Missouri and a co-host. And so we're excited you called in. I know you have quite a bit to share. So why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Derek. You're here in Oklahoma. And when you were born again, and how you learned about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share on it.
I live here in Oklahoma City. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 13, and a pastor friend of mine named Reuben Townsend, he directed me to the deliverance ministry about a year ago. He told me to go up there and check it out, and so it was about a year ago I showed up there for the first time, and I had, you know, been on drugs, had a lot of abandonment issues and unforgiveness in my life, in a pretty bad place. Had been, you know, for 3 days or so, just, you know, doing the wrong thing, and showed up to your ministry. And as you were speaking and preaching, just really talking about the blood of Jesus, was just really penetrating my heart and just taking an effect on me. And I was just in the, you know, I was in the seats as you were ministering and just giving a groundwork of how the ministry works and what to expect. And while you were doing that, just simply doing that and just speaking about the Lord and just sharing the name of Jesus and speaking about the blood, I mean, it just, it really just hit me. And I mean, I had a warm, just a warm feeling just from, you know, from my belly button up to my chest. And I just began to cry, and it just overwhelmed me. And I mean, I just kept crying and kept, you know, weeping out to the Lord. And, you know, I've gone back several times. I mean, that was a year ago. And then, you know, obviously, you know, other things happen in your life where you allow unforgiveness or bitterness, you know, life events, and you just got to stay on top of them. And I've been two more times since then, just went a couple of weeks ago. And every time I've went, I've been real blessed.
What are some of the things you've seen disappear, Derek, through these sessions?
Well, I mean, I got rid of a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness I've had towards people, and just, you know, just anger. You know, I don't take any antidepressants or anything like that anymore. I used to be prescribed some antidepressants and stuff like that, pharmaceuticals, which I'm not taking. You know, alcohol, drugs, set you free from that. And just, you know, I mean, it was just like, actually, you know, 2 weeks ago, came in, and just financially things have turned around as well for me too. Here in the last couple of weeks,
praise God.
I mean, I've just kind of got in a bad place financially, and things are looking up. My business is heading in the right direction, and things are going good. And I just, you know, we would pray through, you know, that would be like a revealing prayer or something, you know, things from your past that, you know, that have held you down or held you back in unforgiveness towards someone, you know. And you know, a lot of mine were with my family, you know, my mother and my father, just abandonment issues and stuff like that. And just realize how deep ingrained the enemy starts to work on you from the time, you know, you're born. And he just tries to work on you through your whole life and your development, and especially towards people that are closest to you. And just worked through some of that with my parents, and, you know, got rid of some of that unforgiveness and bitterness that I'd been holding on. Even though I thought, you know, most of it was gone, there would still be things in my life that I didn't even realize were there. And I got to talking with my mom, and she would tell me, you know, about things that went even farther than I realized at a very young age.
Did you break ungodly soul ties? Go through that?
Yes, I did. I did.
That often brings a lot of relief to people. Amazingly so. We've had people just in that portion, which was the first thing after the interview that the minister takes people through, breaking of ungodly soul ties, and some people feel such tremendous relief just doing that part. They think they're even finished. And we've had that happen where they're starting to gather their things up, and we haven't even done the inner healing yet. We haven't done the deliverance part.
Right.
And, you know, and so there's stages they go through of getting better in each stage, you know.
Right. Yeah, I
Can
mean,
you think
we,
of any
yeah,
other?
I went through that. It was really good. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's really amazing to see how you guys have, you know, broke down your ministry and just made it pretty practical, really, and just go through all the areas and targets, the sins in our lives that are really common to men, you know, and to women, I mean, alike, you know, and just to, you know, pray through them and to just seek forgiveness and then to forgive those who've offended you and to bless them and just see how the unforgiveness in your life will just cause you so many problems where, you know, you don't even realize how it's affecting your life when you have unforgiveness and bitterness towards people. And sometimes it goes farther than you think, and you don't realize that you have the unforgiveness towards the people that you do, you know.
Yes. Kelly worked with you this last time, and he's very thorough, so it sounded like you got some more stuff out as well. So you must be feeling pretty good these days, Derek.
Yeah, I do. I am, actually. I am. Yeah, Kelly was really good. I mean, I really appreciate him. You know, we've got to talk and, you know, pray through some things that, you know, I hadn't got to pray through yet. You know, it just, there was just a lot of layers. I mean, just a lot of years of living my life the wrong way, you know.
Yes. Well, we've all come from somewhere, including myself. And of course, I was age 44 before I ever even heard about this kind of ministry. But then I look back, how scary it is that if somebody hadn't shared, I could have missed it all, you know. We're just so blessed that somebody shared with us at some point to get freed up and also to learn how to free others. It's been a wonderful part of my life. And have you thought about, Derek, going through the training?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think that would be good. I would like to do that.
Yeah. Well, once a guy learns this, you can use it the rest of your life. And these steps will work with most people quite well. And who knows what you're going to run into in the future and people around you. And, you know, you may be over and on the other coast or something in your business, whatever, and need to minister to people. So it's wonderful to learn how to do this and be able to help people as needed, including yourself, you know.
Right. Yes, for sure.
Well, Derek, do you have anything else to share before we wind up here that you think of?
The only thing I can think of is really just to say that I appreciate you and thank you. And there is definitely a need for this type of ministry today. Like I shared with you, I'm from Tulsa. I live in the city now, and I speak to my parents. They live up there. My dad lives down in Duncan. And, you know, there's Oklahoma City is the only place I've seen this type of ministry. I've got a friend over in Arkansas. He's interested in it, but there's nothing like that in this area. So there's just definitely a need, and I appreciate you that you've stepped up and you're doing what the Lord's called you to do, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, it's been high adventure, Derek, and it's high adventure for anyone that wants to step into it. And, yeah, I've had people call and say, there's no one that does this in our state. And it ought to be in all states. In fact, it ought to be in all churches. But at least we're all doing what we can to spread the good news of this part of the gospel. A lot of them stop short at salvation. They don't go on to the rest of the blessings in the gospel. Well, thanks so much, Derek, for calling, brother. And
Derek,
excited to hear.
Derek, what part of Arkansas does your friend live?
He lives in Salem Springs.
Okay. Well, he's really not that far from Oklahoma City from there. I was going to say that because I live in the Missouri Ozarks up by Branson, really that's not much of a difference drive either way. But, you know, if he wanted to take a trip to Branson sometime and, was really interested in deliverance, You know, he can get a hold of your pastor and then get a hold of me, and then we can see if we could possibly work something out for him.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell him. Yeah, he plans on coming down here to the city and attending, I guess, here in the city with me sometime. So, but I'll tell him about the Branson location.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they're set up to do it on every Monday night, every night, and to give you a chance to maybe you get in there and get some training, get a chance for you to see your friend. But if it doesn't seem like Oklahoma City can seem to be in his future, and I know Silent Springs is about a 2.5 hour drive from Branson, so about 2.5 hours either way. But I would definitely be more than happy to help him out if I could. So.
All right. Well, I'll definitely let him know, man, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
You can get hold of me, Derek, and I can tell you how to get hold of Ralph.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that, Mr. Cox. Thank you.
And blessings to you, brother. Go get them.
Thank you for joining us, Stevie.
Yes, God bless you both. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, definitely, Pastor is happy to take you from any state. We'd like to see more people trained across this nation. And if it ends up being, as you listen to this show, we do have men. We've had, over the past 2 years, about 20 different men from time to time go out and get trained in deliverance. So if you're just unsure, you can always get a hold of Richard at the office. He can start thinking about, okay, who lives in this state, or he can get a hold of me and say, hey, we know someone lives here, so you don't have to make that trip out there. But certainly they will take you. They will be more than happy to take you no matter how far you come out there. And, of course, you can go to the website and perform self-ministry. There is a lot of testimonies of people who have just done the self-ministry and have gotten a lot of relief and a lot of deliverance just from the self-ministry. And it's just as easy as just popping in the video. And, it's just step-by-step what they do there on Monday nights. And that's the power of Jesus is so powerful that they can even flow through that computer screen right to you. You know, where there's plenty of instances in scriptures where people were healed and they weren't even there at the time, you know, just like the centurion that went to Jesus. And he said, oh, wait a second, just say the word. Just say the word, and it's done. And, of course, that was for that time, and Jesus said, greater things than these ye shall do also. So that means greater things than that we shall do also. So it is possible to be healed through the computer screen. It's also to be delivered through the computer screen. And if it just comes down and you're not comfortable with that, you can set up something with Pastor Cox. Pastor Cox has done several deliverances over the years, actually more than several, many, by a phone call, or even if you can do it through Skype. These are wonderful pieces of technology that the apostles didn't even have. So, I mean, Paul walked all over Europe. If he had Skype, he could have got a lot more done probably than walking all over Europe. So.
Amen. Ralph, I had an interesting call this morning. A lady from Lawton, which is in southwest Oklahoma, and she's been involved with the ministry in the past, but she called early and said she got word that her husband has had an attack or stroke or a heart attack, or and was at the hospital, and she was headed that way and wanted me to pray. And I said, don't pray, attack. Come against any spirits of heart attack and death and stroke. And the reason I was thinking along those lines, on our website is a testimony of a man I interviewed when I did the local radio show here in the Oklahoma City years ago. But a pastor from Carlsbad, New Mexico, shared how he had a member of his congregation. One day his wife called and said, my husband just called, and he thinks he's having a heart attack, but he's not going to the hospital. He's headed to the church for prayer. And so, sure enough, they look out. It was Carlsbad, New Mexico. Isn't that big, I guess? But anyway, pretty quick, they see his car coming down the street, weaving. finally it comes up and over the curb into the churchyard there, and they run out, and someone runs to come call 911, but he slumped over the wheel, and they get him out, and they start praying for him. Well, the Lord stopped this pastor and said, "Don't pray. Come against the spirit of death and heart attack." And so the pastor, "Oh, okay." So he starts addressing a spirit of heart attack and death in Jesus' name, commanding it to go. Now this man is comatose at this point. They've laid him out on the grass, I guess it was, and he's like unconscious. And so he starts praying like this, and suddenly a voice comes out of this man's mouth and says, "He will never preach. He will never preach. Ha ha ha." Now, this man, as it turns out, was scheduled to do his first sermon at the church the coming Sunday. So this demon apparently was on an assignment to block him doing that. Well, they stayed in the attack mode, commanding this spirit to come out, and suddenly the man lurches, and he's back to normal. And that testimony is on the website if they'll go to testimonies, where it says heart attack spirit. And the lesson being, if we see somebody, just as I shared with her, don't pray, come against it. Come attack the spirit of death and heart attack that may be operating there. And I've always remembered that. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners, that that's something to tuck away for future use should it happen.
Well, that's a good thing to know. I mean, and that was something that I had to learn as a Christian, was to quit asking the Father to do what we've commanded to do ourselves. And here's an example of that in Acts 22:13, and this is Paul when he's given his testimony years later in Jerusalem before the courts about his conversion. And Ananias was sent to him, and he says, "And a certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law and well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me, and standing near me, said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.'" And that has a exclamation mark at the end of it. And I am fairly confident. I like to use my imagination a little bit when I'm reading these, but I don't see Ananias coming in there and going, "Well, Lord, if it's thy will, give Brother Paul back his sight." It was, "Brother Saul, receive thy sight." He was operating in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit sent him on that mission. So, you know, Ananias,
yes.
He used reason, I would think, that if here is the Holy Spirit told him to go to Saul at that time in his life, he's not going to go there thinking to himself, "Well, I sure hope this works."
Yeah. Well, he spoke directly to it.
Spoke directly to his eyesight.
Yeah.
And immediately, and it says in the Word, immediately the scales fell off of Paul's eyes and he regained his sight. And then Paul was baptized and received the Holy Spirit, was baptized from the remission of sins, received the Holy Spirit, was a changed man. And if Ananias had not had obeyed the Holy Spirit, had not went there, worked in his authority, and commanded these things, the Bible would have been written about a whole totally different person. And we would have never probably even heard of Ananias if he didn't obey the Holy Spirit. And that's just the great thing about the book of Acts, because all these things that we talk about that we're coming up on 3 years in November we've been on here, a lot of these things are just right down what's in the book of Acts, and it's just absolutely wonderful to read the book of Acts again.
It's a book of action.
It is a book of action. Action. The action of the apostles.
Yes.
And they took action.
Acts is action.
Yep. So it's just a fantastic, fantastic book. It's one of my favorite to read. And again, I just suggest everybody to go back and read it with a new light, thinking about what we talk about deliverance. And again, if you have information, deliveranceusa.com. You can call the office number at 307-742-7582. Get a hold of Richard if you want that book. If you want to get a hold of Pastor Cox, that phone number for the office is there on deliveranceusa.com. I don't know that number off the top of my head. Pastor, you're welcome to give that out if you'd like.
Yes, 405-842-5509. That's area code 405-842-5509.
And, you know, you can set up something through Skype or set up through a phone call with them, or even if you just want to get deliverance, give them a call, let them know you're coming out, because they obviously they won't turn you away, but if they know that we've got some people coming from out of state, they want to make sure that they have ministers there to take care of them. So the Lord seems to always work out the right number. I did see the email when he said what did you say it was, 26 was scheduled, 26. And
26,
I thought to myself, well, we ought to have some good testimonies coming up. But I also knew that, just like normal, that that there was probably going to be a few that backed out, which it seems to happen that way, because the enemy doesn't want them to get free. But the nice thing is you always seem to have the right amount of ministers. And
yeah, it's amazing how the Lord coordinates that.
Holy Spirit can coordinate. I mean, the Holy Spirit's 10, 15, 20, 100 moves ahead of us.
Yes.
There's no there's no reason for us to even worry. As the Bible says, tomorrow has enough to worry about. So, don't worry.
Amen.
Don't be concerned. Tomorrow has enough to worry about. Be concerned with what's going on now, and don't worry. The Lord will take care of you. So, Pastor, we are coming up towards the end of the program here, and we thank everybody for joining us this evening, and we will see everybody next week.
God bless you all. Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy.
Nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.